I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. Noah Stewart is quickly becoming one of the most well-known opera tenors working today. He has performed all over the world and gained wide acclaim with his 2012 debut recording, Noah. On Saturday, the tenor will be performing at Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary, and he joins me now to talk about his work and the path that led him to opera. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you very much for having me, Phoebe.
So you grew up in Harlem, not really the center of, I guess it's not really a bastion of opera, Harlem. How often were you exposed to opera as a kid?
Not very often as a youngster, but I discovered classical music in junior high school. And I was studying to be an engineer. I love math and I love science. And there was one day that I heard an announcement on the loudspeaker saying that they were auditioning for the junior high school choir. And I thought, this seems interesting. My mom was a single parent and she worked 40 plus hours a week. So I had this extra time and she didn't want me to get in trouble growing up in New York City. So she always encouraged me to enroll in many activities as possible. So I was in soccer, I was in basketball, and choir ultimately was my number one love because I saw the chance to travel while singing. And while in junior high school, not only did I fall in love with classical music, but also fell in love with jazz, gospel music, and also musical theater, which will be featured on this weekend's program.
And I want to play one of those. We are talking about you as a tenor and an opera singer, but your range is as you say, much bigger than that. Let's play one of your songs called Without a Song and hear a little bit about all that you do.
Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song. So
tell me a little bit about that song, a song that has become, one would say, somewhat of a signature song for you. What is that song?
Without a Song was one of, I think, 100 songs that we looked at in terms of determining a track list for the album. And I'd never heard the song before, but I knew it was a hit. Willie Nelson made it a hit in the 80s. It has a great a hook to it. It's a wonderful ballad, which has roots going all the way back to the times of slavery, really. And I had never heard of it, but the message struck me, and I fell in love with the words. And for me, Without a Song, is there's so much, Phoebe, there's so much opposition today in the world in terms of religion, in terms of sexuality, in terms of race. And there's so many people, especially in this country, out of work, and they don't feel significant. And Without a Song, it's saying each of us has a spirit, each of us has a soul, and each of us has a song to sing, and we are all important in the world. And wherever I go, I always carry this music with me in my bag, and I sing it for as many people as I can.
And this, you know, you were just speaking about people being unemployed or people needing hope. This rise to where you are now certainly wasn't just a one track you're on your way. I mean, you had some ups and downs and times where you didn't know if you were going to be on a stage again performing.
Absolutely.
One of them being working at the Met, but in no way singing at the Met. What was it like to... How hard was it to get to where you are now?
It was really challenging, to be perfectly honest, but I never thought about it not being attainable. Working at the Metropolitan Opera Gift Shop was one of my first jobs in high school. After Juilliard, I ran into a real significant wall, I would say, and I thought graduating from Juilliard, one of the best conservatories arguably in the world, that would be a very easy progression to the greatest opera houses in the world, and it was not the case. I heard, no, Noah, you're too young, you're too green, you need more time to develop. And I went into the workforce, and I worked as a receptionist at Carnegie Hall. I worked at Williams-Sonoma selling cutlery and coffee makers, and so I know a lot about coffee. And I even worked at Macy's selling watches. But I was lucky enough to have a job. And I was lucky enough to meet many amazing people along the way. So when the time came for my career to start blossoming, when I went to San Francisco Opera, I had that experience of being not only just an opera singer, but a person.
You've agreed to sing a little for us now today, one of the absolute classics and standards in opera. What will you sing for us?
Today, I'm going to perform La Donna Immobile from Verdi's Rigoletto, and it's one of my favorites. I think it's a favorite of every tenor, but most importantly, I think it's a favorite of fans of opera or non-opera fans. You hear it all the time on commercials, you hear it in movies, and he is the number one playboy in opera. He's sort of I want to say the Robin Thicke of opera, and
I don't think Rigoletto has ever been, you know, this. That comparison has ever been made. Robin Thicke.
Yeah, the Duke is a playboy. Everyone wants a piece of him. Men want a piece of him. Women want a piece of him. He is the sexy. I probably should go back and kind of rephrase that.
You don't have to. Opera can be controversial. That's what we're proving
about,
that right now.
I'm all about controversy, but everyone wants a piece of him. He struts around stage, and he's confident. He's cocky, but oddly enough, people love him. And he's not a hateable character until at the end of the story when Gilda is dead. And then he's a bad guy by then, I would say.
Well, let's hear a little bit of it. You're going to sing for us, and you're going to be accompanied by Aaron Thacker.
La donna immobile, qual piuma al vento, muta d'accento e di pensiero, sempre una mobile, leggiadro viso, impianto un riso e menzognero. La donna immobile, qual piuma al vento, modo d'accento e di pensiero. E di pensiero.
You just sang such a classic standard opera song that even those who might not know opera probably have heard that song. You're also a tenor and an openly gay black male. I wonder how rare is that in the opera world?
I don't know. I mean, I was always different. I never compared myself to other people. Even growing up, I was born and raised in Harlem, New York, where most of the kids listen to R&B. I grew up listening to R&B, jazz, and gospel. But I never really compared myself to anyone else. I was always an individual. I think each of us has a blueprint and an individual thumbprint, and we should never feel the pressures of society. And I was so lucky that my mother always supported me in whatever I did in life, and I never had the pressures of the outside world. I just followed my dreams.
So this weekend, those who do come to see you perform will hear you singing in a number of different ways, a number of different genres. What will happen this weekend, and who will you be singing alongside?
Oh, this weekend is going to be so excited, Phoebe. I'm so excited to be here and to talk about it. It's the Opera in the Pines concert, and it features three soloists. And the concert will feature not only standards and favorites of opera, but also standards and favorites of musical theater. Shows like Les Mis, Candide, West Side Story. I mean, iconic favorites that I grew up listening to. I'm sure you grew up listening to. And I think it's a great event for kids, for adults. People will just, I think it will really go crazy for this concert.
Well, it sounds wonderful. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Noah Stewart will perform at the Coca Booth Amphitheater in Cary on Saturday at 7 p.m. You can find out more information on our website, wunc.org. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.